KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, January 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. SDSU men's basketball last night would lose on the road at St. Thomas, 74-69. Joe Seiler led the Jackrabbits with a game-high 24 points in the loss on 10 of 15 shooting. SDSU now falls to 10-11 on the season. They are 3-3 in the Summit League. Jackrabbit men are off this weekend. They'll be at Omaha on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. SDSU women's basketball at Kansas City tomorrow. That starts at 2 o'clock. We'll have coverage on KORN News Radio with the pregame show at 1:30. USD women's basketball on the road last night at Omaha had no problem with the Mavericks, picking up a 67-39 victory to win their fourth straight. Coyotes led Omaha to just 7 points in each of the first two quarters for a 31-14 halftime lead. Molly Joyce and Angelina Robles finished with game highs of 16 points for the Coyotes. They improved to 5-1 in the Summit League and 15-5 overall. The USD women will be at North Dakota State tomorrow at 1 p.m. Meanwhile, for the USD men's basketball team, they will host St. Thomas in Vermilion tomorrow. That starts at 1 p.m. Mitchell Kroll Gymnastics headed over to Sioux Falls Lincoln tomorrow for the Lolly Forseth Invitational. That starts at 11 a.m. Also, Mitchell Kroll Wrestling in Brandon tonight for a triangular as they take on Watertown and Brandon Valley. That starts this evening at 5 p.m. It is the 44th annual Boys Hanson Classic. It's Saturday at the Corn Palace with 7 games on the schedule. Starts at 11 a.m. with Hanson taking on White River. Sioux Valley and Dakota Valley face off at 12:30. Then at 2 o'clock, 10th-ranked Parkston takes on Lyman. We'll pick up coverage on Q107.3 and Q107Radio.com tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 as 5th-ranked Wessington Springs takes on number 7 Freeman. Then the Hanson Classic concludes, 5 o'clock. Number 1-ranked Viberg Hurley of Class B takes on 6th-ranked Hamlin of Class A. 6:30, number 4 St. Thomas More versus number 9 Lennox. And then your main event at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, number 1 and undefeated West Central takes on 3rd-ranked and also undefeated Clark Willow Lake. Other high school girls basketball scores from last night. So number 1-ranked Brandon Valley would stay undefeated as the girls beat Pierre by 51 points, 84-33. Sioux Falls Jefferson defeats Harrisburg, 46-30. Number 1, Mapiahuitla would take down Spearfish, 43-18. And number 2-ranked Lennox girls would defeat number 6 West Central, 55-28. In boys basketball last night, Brandon Valley defeated Pierre, 56-38. Number 1-ranked Viberg Hurley avoided the upset, defeating Baltic, 52-51. And number 1-ranked West Central defeated number 9 Lennox, 45-33. Minnesota Timberwolves, they lost last night to the Chicago Bulls 120-115. Chicago overcame a 14-point first-half deficit. They also withstood a 13-0 run from Minnesota in the fourth quarter. Julius Randle had a team-high 30 points, while Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid each added 20 in the loss. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.